It's 6:15. We'll call this meeting of the Policy Committee to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, we'd still be taller than that flag.
That's my size.
Roll call, Mrs. Borgens?
Here.
Mr. Faber?
Here.
And Mrs. Rains is here, so we are all present and accounted for. So the way, we have no public, so there's no public comments, so we will dive right into the press recommendations. So if you look on page 7, the recommendations will start, and do we have the old ones at the back?
It should be, yes.
Starting on page 23 will be the old versions. So the current policies start on 22, 23, and the new press updates start actually... I lied. They start on page 14.
Uniform grievance?
Yes.
Yes.
With the uniform grievance procedure. So remember, as we go through these, you do not need to pay attention to footnotes. They are usually informational only and don't make it into the final policy.
I never liked that.
So, yeah, that's just a footnote, a footnote. We changed from procedure to policy. Very important. Glad the lawyers got a hold of that.
And changed the number 5 to the word 5.
And we added, we changed an or up above.
Yes.
And procedure to policy. So I don't see anything there. And our complaint manager and non-discrimination coordinator are not changing, correct?
Our complaint manager, female, will. This will be Leslie.
Oh, okay. So we are going to name Leslie.
We have levels.
So you're going to remain the non-discrimination complaint manager will be Leslie and then Mr. Ruffler.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Moving on, we go to community relations. And this just adds website into the mix.
Are you accommodating individuals with disabilities?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And we add website in there.
Yes.
And that's really all I see there. So that's it for the standard press updates. And now we go to the 5-year review. And the updated policies run through.
Say it's somewhere in the 40s. 44. 43 is their last for press.
So 44 is the current board policy, and starting on 29 is the updated one. So it looks like we've got a footnote. Operational services. More footnotes. Not much this time around,
no,
huh?
No.
Instruction. Not tolerate profanity or slander.
If it's used in proper grammar, I'm okay with that.
Disruptive conduct is prohibited and may subject a student to discipline. Why are they crossing that out?
Yeah, why is that? Does it explain that?
I don't believe so.
Well, disruptive behavior that disrupts the learning environment is prohibited under other board policies.
It is.
So maybe they're just getting rid of the duplication?
Could be, or it could be the topic.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really do anything, so I'm good with it. Okay, and we've got services, the word services added, and we get rid of chemically dependent prevention program, and we go to support services and instruction for people who are chemically dependent. So we just really changed the...
It's almost like a HIPAA thing.
Yeah, we changed the wording there.
Well, I mean, there is a difference, too.
Yeah.
Chemically dependent prevention is DARE to me, where support services and instruction is actual...
It's a bigger umbrella.
It's actual services.
Okay, so under instruction materials, we just really moved the word age-appropriate into the middle of the sentence. And I don't believe we allow R-rated
movies. We do not.
No.
We do not.
That's my...
What is Mean Girls rated? Because there was a Mean Girls clip played in one of the classes today to describe bullying. I was just curious. I mean, it's just a clip from it. But
I know that if they watch a movie,
kind of thrown a little...
it can be at the junior high PG-13, mm-hmm, yeah, as high as it can go. I wouldn't know a Mean Girls clip if it was played for me.
On Tuesdays, no, my house. Pink.
So this...
Are you on homework?
Yeah. Why is the whole absence section gone?
We must have added that as a district, so we just pick it up.
And move it over?
Move it over.
Mm-hmm. Which piece?
The absence, it's on page 50 of the current policies.
Oh.
Okay.
And then it must have been a district edition, so we just pick it up and carry it over onto the press.
Okay.
The new press.
Okay, so they just changed the footnote and then mm-hmm, we'll move
right.
the absence.
We're going to move the absence over, though.
Okay. achievement and awards is just a footnote. So, again, we have a grade point average, class rank, and class honor roll. And
no,
they do not.
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, that's
isn't
for
it?
High schools.
Oh,
they have it for high school and
they
unit districts.
They have it for high school. That's
got
what
it. And then it says all districts underneath.
Yes.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then students' release time for religious observance is just a footnote.
Mm-hmm. And it's only on five for
just
some reason.
Five. Yeah.
And footnote. Student appearance. Wow, a lot of footnote changes. I don't see anything up above, though. Oh, they added an S after handbook.
Oh.
But we don't have multiple students.
We might.
Might at some point.
This will allow us to do that if we want.
If we want to make a committee for that.
Orders to forgo life-sustaining treatment.
Yeah, this was weird.
Whenever.
We had this in the past, and now it says this policy is optional. And also... there's a lot of blue, so to speak, the footnotes. So if you wouldn't mind, can we hold this one?
Sure.
And maybe run it past Scott to see.
This is
very deep.
It
very,
is.
Critical.
I mean, I don't really have a problem because the blue up on top with mm-hmm. the numbers is really just laying out who can be on the team that you assemble.
Very true.
So, I mean, the child, when appropriate, that's up to their parents. The parents, which was already there, medical professional or a physician, and all they've done there is physician's assistant, nurse practitioners mm-hmm. are really new. You mm-hmm. didn't see those in the past. First responders, the school nurse, clergy. I don't think we'd prevent any of those people from joining anyway.
We wouldn't.
So, but it's up to you. If you want to hold off on it with the footnotes, it's totally up to you.
The piece I was looking at is consult the board attorney regarding the establishment of a multidisciplinary team and whether attendance at the meetings is necessary. Because if you had a child in this situation, you'd have to get the team together, have a meeting, keep notes of the meeting, etc.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I would change is shall convene a multidisciplinary team that may include because you may not want clergy. Oh, it does say clergy if requested. But I mean, if the parents said, I don't want the first responders there for this meeting, we're going to defer to what the parents want.
Exactly.
So why don't you check it with Scott and see what we have to do?
I will, and then I'll just bring it back.
All right, and that is the end of the five-year review. Now we go to access to electronic network.
This is the one we're bringing forward based on the emails, student email use in a closed system.
Question.
Earlier in a board update, we talked about we're using Microsoft Office 365, and within that system, if you know about Edmodo, the emails are protected. The student's email can't go out of the system, it has to stay, and somebody outside can't come into the system. We are moving forward with, once we have it in board policy, to actually run some pilots of having the student email with the teacher and with the others in his or her classroom.
So a student will only be able to receive an email from a summithill.org email address?
It's a SD, you know, it's a different email address than we use to signify it's a student.
Okay.
And right now we would test it to see if there's any issues. Right, we could use generic logins, and we do that right now, like Summit Hill student number one, Summit Hill student number two, just to test the the communication of the system.
And, well, and I know, I mean,
but yeah, would teachers be able to send emails from their summithill.org email address?
Yes. Oh, yes. This is just for the students.
No. Would a teacher be able to send a student an email from their standard? And when they get an email from the student, it'll show up in their summithill.org.
I believe so.
But they can't do it from anybody at, you know, Hotmail or any of that.
Right.
Correct.
So really, it's more akin to a sharing system. Mm-hmm. It's almost a file sharing folder, because you can't communicate outside. You're not going to get spam. You're not going to have solicitation.
So it's almost like SharePoint in a way.
It is, because all you're going to be able to do is send files inside the network. You can't get anything from outside unless it's sent to a teacher who then forwards it to you.
So so through that email, they can't receive outside. So it's
That's
just
correct.
The only thing they can see emails are from summithill.org.
Or whatever the student
or other student
emails. So it's really just,
it's almost
but
like
they would be able to check it from home.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the key.
Yes.
Because now if you're at home on your computer and we're working on a project together, I can send you the file. You don't have to take a thumb drive home with you. It eliminates the thumb drive.
But how does that work? Because if they can't receive an outside email, do they have to?
You would log in via a web client.
Oh, so it's like a VPN.
Okay.
So, but then we would have to issue usernames and passwords to every student.
We wouldn't do it district-wide. We're starting very slow with a couple of pilots.
No, but I mean, in theory,
but
in the long run.
But you're not going to do it below fifth grade.
No, I wouldn't think so either. But so still, you're talking about 800 students.
Yeah.
That's what we have tech guides for.
But no, but I'm saying is it really necessary to have, I mean, because I know, you know, with science fair and stuff like that, if Emma has questions, she has no problem contacting the science teacher via her, you know, her teacher page, and it's just, you know, goes through directly through her Summit Hill email.
But it'll allow the teacher to distribute material.
Okay.
So, hey, I found an article that I thought you should all read. I took it, put it in this, or I sent the homework to everyone, or you're not at school, you just send me an email and I email the homework back to your web page.
Plus it'll make it harder to accidentally get malware and that kind of stuff come in.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because if you just let, you know, some people email from their home. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the setting up the names should really just be, they're going to load a spreadsheet.
eBorgans at whatever.
And then once you recreate it every year or drop the eighth grade ones because they can't take it with them, it's useless. Mm-hmm. So you're going to boot them out of the system once they're in anyway. Okay. So that's all we have?
That was it.
Do we have anything, actually, do we have a nerd alert? Do we have anything on terminations of accounts? Any kind of policies or anything? I mean, is that something we need to worry about, like, what, with staff? No.
As soon as it's approved by the board, that account is deleted.
Right.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Well, right, but I'm saying, you know, now that you're going to have 300 and some emails that are going away in a year, you know, you're going to need some kind of procedure to do a mass termination, otherwise you're going to have floating.
Yes.
It's not, I mean, in this environment, it's not a huge deal, it's more just a system efficiency issue.
Right, but I mean, at the end of the school year, you may just drop them all and then reload the new students next year.
Right.
Because you're not letting them carry anything over.
That's true.
And they're assigned to their teacher, basically, too, so you've got another level.
Oh, yeah, so you'd have to delete everybody.
You got to delete them anyways, okay, all right.
Start them off the students.
Right.
No, I think it's a good idea, I think it'll allow, you know, it eliminates the thumb drive and lets the teachers communicate with them, and they have to get used to using email, and this is a safe way to do it.
Right, right.
Okay, still no public for public comments, so at this time, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded, any questions or comments? All those in favor acknowledged by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And we're adjourned, thank you.